prophet Isaiah, in that first reading, suggests that being generous to the poor, being kind and compassionate to one another, being patient, these are things that, you know, anybody could figure out would be good. But we, so often in our humanness, we do things to get a reward. And so I'm going to put my nose to the grindstone and I'm going to do these things now that I don't want to do because then I'll get heaven in the next life. I'll get rewarded. And that's all true. But what Isaiah is suggesting is that it also makes us happy now. And that's something I think we often overlook. What makes us happy is losing ourselves and making ourselves available to the other. And why does that make us happy? Because we're created in God's image. And that's what God looks like. The three persons of the Trinity are giving themselves completely to the other two and receiving that back from the other two. And that's been going on for all eternity. And that's what love is. Love is losing so that one might gain. And in the losing of each of the three persons of the Trinity, they're gaining back the other two. They're gaining back more than they're giving. And that's the way human life is. St. Paul says in that second reading, I vowed that I would present to you not human wisdom and fancy words, but just Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The power of the cross. I wanted to show you that God in human form looks like that. He looks like someone hanging on the cross. He looks like someone who lives his life for the others around him, not for himself, who is constantly giving himself over to the will of another. And he seems to be happy and content in doing that. And he goes willfully to the cross. He's not forced into it. He goes willfully. In John's gospel, Jesus even says, no one takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to pick it up again. Jesus is in absolute control. This isn't something that happened to him by mistake or by force or someone else's power. He was God. And he submitted to this openly and freely. So in doing so, Jesus reveals to us who God is. God is the dying one. God is the one who is constantly giving his life. But he also, at the same time, reveals us to ourselves. He shows us what it looks like to be fully human. And to be fully human is to lose and then gain. It's to die and then rise. That everlasting pattern of dying and rising that's in the Trinity is in you and me too. It's in our DNA. It's who we are. And we are never going to be happy until we learn that lesson. Everything in existence has its nature. If you take a coyote, for example, a coyote's nature is to run in the wild and to catch its food and to raise its young. And you can put it in a zoo, and it'll be in a cage, and it'll survive, but it's pacing back and forth constantly all day long, frustrated because it's not allowed to fulfill its nature. And we who sometimes submit to that false message of the world, that you have to take care of yourself, that you have to be careful and guarded, you have to save and you have to hoard and you have to make sure that you're never taken advantage of or anything like that. Sometimes when we submit to that message, we get unhappy because all the saving and all the power and all the things that we can collect aren't going to make us happy. What's going to make us happy is letting them go, losing, gaining, dying, rising. That's why we gather around this altar of sacrifice week after week after week, all our lives long, because this is the message, this is the truth. This is where life really is. It's in laying it down.